My brethren, again today we are celebrating the greatest mystery of the Holy Trinity. So the Trinity of God is a unique and distinctive mystery of Christianism. Excuse me. Because this space, the unique God of Christianity is God not in one, but in three persons. So this mystery of the Trinity of God is manifested indirectly in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, God usually and not usually, but sometimes, speaks of himself in plural pronouns. Like in the first chapter, after the creation of the universe of the womb, God said to himself, "Now we will create man in our likeness and image." So God is speaking of himself in plural pronoun, we, not I, we. And the second person of God in the Old Testament mostly is mentioned in the name of wisdom. Wisdom. So every time, especially you read in the book of wisdom, the W in capital letters. So wisdom of God is understood as the second person of the Trinity, the Word, Jesus Christ. And by the wisdom of God, by the words of God, all things were made. And also the third person of Trinity sometimes mentioned that is Spirit, Spirit of God. So in the Old Testament, the Trinity of God can be found in only like indirect manifestation. There are some indications of the Trinity of God in the Old Testament. Only until in the time in the New Testament, and especially through Jesus Christ, we know God not only in one, but in three. Like in today's gospel, we hear that the most clearly manifestation of God's Trinity. And Jesus said, "Go to baptize all people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So that's the form of the sacrament of baptisms. So only in Jesus Christ we know God is not the Trinity. So as I said in the beginning, the Trinity of God is a distinctive mystery of the Christianity. So for those who do not believe in Jesus Christ, they do not believe in the Trinity of God. So not like we see people used to say about what they call like the more monotheistic religions. Christianism, Judaism, and Islamism. And they try to connect and to prove all those three religions believe in one and the same God. But it's not so. It's not so. It totally is wrong. We don't believe in the same God with the Muslim, Islam, and with the Jews. We don't believe in the same God with them. Because they don't believe in the Trinity of God. And for those who worship Jesus Christ as God, is idolaters. Yeah. So it cannot say that we, the Catholic, the Christians, believe in the same God with the Muslim and the Jews. It's very clear. So you remember the prayer, the prayer for the Jews on Good Friday. The church called them like a perfidious Judei, that in the failed Jew. They had no faith. Yeah. So that's why we pray for them, so that they have the true faith and to believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah. So they had no faith, yeah. Failed Jews. Yeah. And also the Islamism is very clear. It's a man-made religion in about the 7th century. Yeah. Oh, it's very clear like that. The true God is a God, the triune God, a God in three persons. That's a true God. Yeah. A God that Jesus Christ revealed to us. Yeah. So for those who do not believe and do not worship God, the triune God, God in three persons, you cannot say that they worship the true God. Yeah. No. But again, here we see the Vatican II in the important document of the Vatican II, like a Lumen Gentium, the light of the womb. The number 16, they say, we and the Muslim together with us, then with the Catholic Vatican too, we worship one and the same God. Yeah. It's no way. It's a striking, you know, like a heresy, hereticals. Yeah. So every person of Vatican II, when I tell them, do you believe you worship one and the same God with the Muslim? They say no. I tell them, you open Lumen Gentium, the council, your Holy Father, your bishop, everyone preaching that. Yeah. And some of them, they tell me, I don't believe so. And they begin like learning and studying, reviewing everything. And they finally, they became like a traditional Catholic. Yeah. So we see the Trinity of God is a distinctive mystery that makes our religion different from all others. Yeah. Even what they call the monotheistic religions, yeah, is not the same with us. Yeah, because we worship and we believe in the Trinity of God. Yeah. So even though the Trinity of God is revealed to us through Jesus Christ, but we just know that. Yeah, we don't know any further because it's a great mystery. Yeah. It's far beyond our apprehensions. Yeah. So whenever you study theology. And the teacher is talking and preaching about the mystery of the Holy Trinity. And he says, do you understand? Some will say, no, sorry, no. And the teacher, neither do I. We don't understand. Yeah. We just know that God is three in person, one in nature, but in three persons, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We cannot explain or know any further, yeah, because it's a great mystery of God, yeah. But anyway, we believe so, because Jesus Christ revealed it to us, yeah. But even the Trinity of God seems to be very far beyond our understanding, but very, very close to us. And to the life of the church and of each one of us. Yeah. So you see, in the life of the church, every prayer of the church is offered in the name of the Trinity. Yeah. So usually we say at the end of the prayer, we say, we offer this through Jesus Christ. We offer the prayer to God, but through Jesus Christ, and union in union with the Holy Spirit. So every prayer of the church is presented to God in union with Jesus Christ, the second person, and the Holy Spirit, the third person. So every prayer of the church is offered to the triune God. And every administration of sacraments also is done in the name of the Trinity of God. And especially like the sacraments of confirmation, baptism, you know, very clear. Confirmation, Holy Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass is begun with the sign of the cross, the profession in the Trinity of God. And the Mass is ended with a Trinitarian blessing. A blessing in the name of the Trinity. So about this, I remember what like a Francis, late Francis, whenever I have a ecumenical gatherings with people of different faith and religions, so at the end, he usually gave them blessing in the name of God only. So he say, may the blessing of Almighty God, and he kept silence. And he said, he didn't say in the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but he said, until in the blessing of God, he kept silence. And he said, for all the people of different ways, they can silently receive the blessing according to their God and their faith. He refused to you like the Trinitarian blessing, the form of Trinitarianity. Because he said it to respect the people of the different faith, different religions. So it's crazy. It's a public rejection and denial of the Trinity. So again, like the Holy Trinity is seem to be very far, but very, very close in the life of the church and the life of ours also. And in daily, whenever we see, we pray the Holy Rosary. So at the end of each decade, we say, glory be, glory be. We glorify God, the Trinity. And whenever we make the sign of the cross, we profess the faith in the Trinity of God. So you see, the Trinity of God is very close to us, even beyond our understanding, but very, very close to us in daily life. So in this today, we celebrate the Feast of Trinity. If we want to know God, the Trinity, we should love Him. So love God. Because love God is the best way to know God. Like St. John, the Apostle St. John says, anyone who loves God knows God. And those who do not love God do not know God. So loving God is the best way to understand who God is. And today also, we're celebrating the Father's Day. So it's a very good time for all those who are the fathers in the family today to be thankful to God. For being a father is being a servant in the fatherhood of God. Because God is the source of all fatherhood. So we should be thankful to God. And at the same time, the father sort of become a bit of a reflection of the fatherhood, of the divine fatherhood in the family. So if the father become like a terror in the family, so it's very, very difficult to teach the children about God the Father. God is a loving Father, is a merciful Father. Everything beautiful we are talking about God the Father. But I myself, as a father in a family, not very good. So it's very difficult to teach the children about God. So being a good father in the family is already the best example and the ways of educating the children. So may God the Father and the sort of old Father who's be with you, especially the father of the family. And God is a power, is all powerful and almighty in His mercy, in His patience. So the father family can do the same. To show our power, the power and the strength by being patient and being like merciful patient. So that's a very, very, the token, the sign of strength and power. And we call that the soft power, like a political term, but very good, the soft power. Is the real and the true power. It's better than hard power. Hard power is destructive, terrifying. So may Almighty God, the Triune God, the God of Trinity, be with us always, and to help us to know God and to worship Him in our lives, so that we can be with Him in heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.